And good morning on this Monday. A little bit cooler out. Boy, it was horrible weather up here this weekend with the heat.
Oh, but yeah.
It's actually kind of nice out there this morning. Hopefully that'll drift down to Tupelo.
Yeah, hope so.
I was up the road from you this weekend, Henderson, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit north of Selmer.
Right.
Judging a talent contest.
Nice.
Up there.
Any talent?
Yeah, actually, I think talent just grows in that black dirt around Tupelo and around Savannah, Tennessee. It's amazing how many people can sing, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks. We knew he was going to sell shows this weekend. I figured he'd sell four. He'd sell out four for the whole weekend, and that'd get him a good start. But
No,
they just started selling, and he added a show every 30 minutes until about 12:40 in the afternoon, and then there were 10.
Yeah, amazing.
10 shows, 180,000 tickets in 3 hours
amazing. For
his Chicago debut in September. So I guess he's just going to have to move there for a while.
Yeah, I guess so.
New Garth music coming in November on Black Friday, and then before that he'll start selling his older stuff online on his digital site.
But aren't we supposed to have
I know
a new
he had
single?
To be happy about that.
We're supposed to have a new single like this week, though, aren't we?
I think it's just going to appear. He never gives a timetable exactly.
Yeah.
But I keep hearing that rumor, so we'll see if that rumor comes true. Tuesday's usually the day you hear stuff like that.
Yeah.
50 arrested, 46 treated for alcohol related problems at the Nutso Keith Urban concert.
Yeah,
described in one paper this morning as a liquor soaked Keith Urban concert at the Xfinity Center near Boston.
Wow.
Now, this is how bad it got. The chaotic scene led to public safety declaring a mass casualty incident.
Wow.
That's like a plane crashing in your yard.
Yeah.
They had to get ambulances from all over the place to come in there and cover for them to deal with 50 people arrested and 46 people treated and transported for alcohol-related illnesses. There was a 16-year-old who was unresponsive. We're trying to do a follow-up on that to see if that person passed away.
Oh, no.
Crazy down at the Aldine show, too. They cleaned it up and shortened the tailgate hours, and there wasn't as much trash, but seemed like there were still a lot of people who passed out and had to be treated for alcohol problems. 32 people taken to the hospital. So that's 80-something people in two concerts actually transported by ambulance to the hospital because they were drunk.
Wow, that's crazy.
American Idol coming to Nashville this week. They'll be here on Wednesday. Oh, that's always crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's always fun,
crazy.
Right?
Joe Nichols is better despite back injury. He had to have some back injury, but he never let it cancel a date.
Oh, okay.
And Brad Paisley and his wife say they're going to stay together because failure is not an option.
Wow.
That's a good attitude.
Yeah.
Nothing easy about staying married. They've been married about 11 years.
Yeah. It gets tough sometimes.
It can, but failure's not an option. You'll get through it.
Yep, exactly.
Have a beautiful Monday.
All right, you too. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you.